This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of John chapter 10. Now read verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. This morning, I want us to think about Christ the door. Christ the door. These words are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he expressed it in a figurative sense. You know that we all know that a door is an entrance or access to some place or to something. And the Lord Jesus Christ, by referring to himself that he is the door of the sheep, means that it is by him alone that any person can have access to the privileges of God's people in this life and in the world to come. In the anopay, better ye dream as someone of this Christo, the right Christo kind, or say, oh no, a pronono, now, or send a kind of prayer, the same will say, many of pronono, a giant in German pronono. And now, Mr. Sansa, me, yes, Christo kind of war. Abebusem. Now, if you say a pono, ye be a paco baby, and I say be a my paco will be changed. This used to all the people who saw no in your puny pono or pasha said, and now on also pet and obey to me in ya a quina. I am who put their money in call for I banning chain. And nay, and why I was at this, I couldn't put their money in call for a more nimble as at this. And so, sir, as a reactive for an ever banner, Nipper between me, our common, a choir on my first love for me, or see on only side of my son or patriot. Many claim to have this privilege, but the ignorance of this door. Nipper be brain, a dear form who say, oh, if we are seeing with Dominion Yanko. Na da chen so se yes Christo ba na ti ago po de na hinje ni ba o menye mu kwan en so sai opun ya yes Christo ka ho asemi o mu nim e pon ya yes Christo se on ni sai pon o mu nim sai kwan no en so o mu jidi se o mu nim yakopon o mu sai so ni da so se da chen o mu betu ya kwan yakopon chen. You know, God has often referred to his people in scripture as the sheep of flock in many times. In Ezekiel 34, verse 6, the prophet said, speaking on behalf of God, he said that my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Here he was basically referring to the people of Israel as the nation, the leaders of the land, the kings and the prophets and the rulers have called their people to sin so that they go into captivity to many lands and that they are all scattered abroad. But this also refers to God's people in general. Before anyone comes to know the Lord, we all wander far away from him. Before anyone comes to know God saves anyone, he's a stranger to God. His ways, his word, his laws, everyone that God saves wanders before he saves him. And all over the world, they are all over everywhere, and God saves them and become his people. So for God to call anyone, we all wander far away from him. But then he knows the sheep and he calls them. Today I can say Yanko Pong and Mary Brain or Bible Bono call for I don't to two in Yang Kuhum in Yang Kuhumuna a can be free prophet Ezekiel 34 verse 6 or say. I mean, I'm not a woman, I'm 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 a woman, I obibia ya kokon atwene ba no ansa na wo betwe obia ba no no obia nim no yenya ya mpena kwan yenya ya wo ya ba wiase mu obia na mjope yakokon atwene ba no ho a na ya ba behu no ne hu na akwan. So in meditating on Christ, what Christ referred to himself as a door, that is God with his people. He is a door who stands in between God and his people. Let us think of what sin has brought on all mankind. The reason why we need this door is because of what sin has done. The entity here has said, "When you are not Jesus, if you say, 'What the bone I am here, bone I am here,' or the person, if we here far." So let's think of what sin has brought on all mankind. You know that, as I said earlier, before anyone comes to God, we all wander. So by sin, all wander far from God and have lost the way of holy access and fellowship with God. If you see a way of going in, you know, you go for a yet training, a crown, 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 but it pass what you see, it's me, you know, and then in Kitamuti, all come from, you know, one into me, yeah, you have to. None of us by birth know this holy way of fellowship with God. God is holy, and the way that we can know God is holy. And how can we sinners go to God when the way is holy? How can we know it? We can't. That is how it is. And it's very important that we know this way. In Hebrews 12:14, the last part tells us that and holiness without faith, no man can see God. God is holy, and without holiness, no one can see God. If we claim to know God, and we don't have this holiness we are talking about, no one can see Him. This holiness is not something from ourselves. It's not something we have. None of us have it naturally. God will only accept anyone who is holy. But how do we have this? How do we have this that God will bring us to himself and he will accept us? So for us to come back to him, Christ is the door. Not a door, but he is the only door. See, but me have banya who punch again, in Hebrews 7:26, we read that is Jesus Christ. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. I think Christ, our young, soft opinion, but yet to see Angasa. So I am crown crown, one in the Akamaka be in the home. Now I send it to the one you're for. Into to me, you'll be able to be the other one. Or by Nipem, and so one day, one year, the boy any. Or by Nipem, is one by a one, or no, no, by say a private to me, I buy a coupon and change. So we see that Christ's words makes every other belief system that claim to guide people to heaven as false. Yes, Christ will not say more. We see Sudia. Am I or sir? Yakupo will not say me. Actually, say, gently, actually, Shavia, sorry, I answered the Bakubia, but she said, say, but to me, actually, Papa, Yakupo, and you know. Ah, and she said, Christ, and me, a final, I am true. Jetty Pia, and I said, you found some of the Kavia, anyhow. And she said, assume we bet you actually, Yakupo, and fire. Then also, or say, and said, Christ will move. Yes, I dear. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ did not speak about the door or show us, I mean, he spoke about this thing just like that, but his words manifested him as the only door indeed. Yes, Christ, I said that I'm paying more a phone call and you have to point him. Then you know, actually, to say, I'm part or no, or yes, I find. If it's all being OSI, you know, it was a physical being watched as I saw near one of that. His power over life, nature, needs, illnesses, death, sin, and Satan confirms him. The history that is recorded of Christ in the Bible tells us his power over life. He can give life. Those who have died, he gives them life. He could fill 5,000 people just with a small thing. The ill go, he can heal the sick without applying any medicine. The dead were brought back to life He can forgive sin. He can make sinners come alive to live with God. And Satan himself was conquered when Christ rose from the dead. At his temptation, Christ overcame Satan. Christo, nijuma yobaye wa asasi so, etre se, onno ni painam. But if you say, mkwa, oche, obaye no, tuima mkwa, omomo yobu sore ye. Ena, ayeshi abodi yon suwa, asoche kwe ubu, ojumkache asoche se, asoche ye din, di fangto, bino bete miye saadi yon. Ojumi na nse poso, but yon wade bebre, ayare kwa, onfe gro, usunwa asomu yare. Bwane, bwane, omani pe miya, tumi o bwane so. Obon samu ana ni pastor no even though any owo no odi so he say obon samu best one share here odi ni so owu ye so no ngasa sa so nyane ye sa akobaso mi e wono ya show up on the bible fine na owo sa abakoso mi bi Jesus Christ pe. So we see that Christ did not just say that he is the Lord. He proved it by the records we have about him. No one has ever done whatever he did. His words are different. Everything he did were different. So now, in thinking of Christ as the door to heavenly things, first we think of him as the only access to the Father. So he had been Christ on so no name a idea called a stroke in your mamuno. He had been Christ on so no name a quite part it to me now so every quote a Janin chain. In John 14:6, just Christ said of himself, just said unto him that when Thomas was asking him, show us the Father, he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Mira Thomas beside said, if you know catch or chum, you may be said, or quit Jano for one year, when we Jano, Thomas, ah. You know, and I see you, Nimijano. If you say, oh, so whom you are, whom Jano, the main name, a quiet on the correct and young one. We be around to me by Jano and said, this one, I'm so. This is another way of expressing the same thing that he is a door to the, I mean, to heavenly things. So to have access to the Father is to obtain God's kindness and to have access to his throne by prayer. Say Benya Yaku Pon any Akunya the Jana Ku any Makuna says Ye Benyano Nimu Nayem ye Mobrumwayem ye and ne between Akun Yakubon Paya Yen Su is a good obey dear so say over to me a shame sending call for no idea too. Sa Akunya every way then. And how can we obtain this favor? We are all sinners, yet the true happiness of everyone on earth here in this world and the world to come depends on this asset. Sedati, Yakupo, by his people, and him, waiting to go again. If you say, if you call the name, it was as is when they are chairs, a Lutimania, a Kunya, a woman. Do you know that even a sinner who has not repented and who is not saved, when he comes to worship God, it is a disgusting thing to him, something that is faithful to God? Yes, he wants us to worship, but if we are in our state of sin, and we come before him and offer him praises and offer our offerings, God hates it. In Proverbs 15:8, he says that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. They make answer, say, where are you? Born in Sumu, I agree, born here, yes, I can be in Yanka, young free of your born, say, Babu never sum Yanko, your banner song, your two win a year, your ma, you can say, your ma, your UPD, I wanted you to try, I tell you, I have God hates even the sacrifice of the sinner. The sinner is not accepted, no matter how he does, except the sin is taken away. Just look at this. Let's say yourself, somebody has done you very bad, I mean, very wicked thing. You think very wicked. The person has not come to recognize his guilt. He has not come to seek for maybe forgiveness or maybe so that he will reconcile with you. And he seems to be your enemy. And that person sees you, he begins to shower praises on you. What will you think? That praise becomes even the most annoyable thing you ever want to hear. The same way, think of yourself before God, being an enemy of him because of your sin, and yet we come and worship him and sing his praise. The same way that we stand before God. Until sin is taken away, we don't have access before him. And that's the sad thing that is happening to this. These many big so-called churches nowadays, They don't care the state of people before God. Oh, come, we have, I mean, so long as you enter into their place of worship, you are the child of God. Come, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's go to this so-called prayer camps and everything. What are they doing there? The people going there, have they reconciled themselves to God? Do they know God? Is that place a place that God will accept them? Yeah, people think that, oh, I forgot, he loves prayers, and we also go and give our money and sow seed, and God will bless us. It's against what the Bible says. Yes, Christo, so they make us and sorry any baby by oh mumbai empire ball all night yeah come by bush yeah maybe so maybe it's any pair of bed or money and you point them to say that what you say so when you go for a money and point my back what you do on money I show me from one of the boy for Bible said the only in your boat here. So I wonder what is happening there. This is we, I mean, how can we have access to God? The only one of the more powerful could so see. So let us think of that as we come before the Lord. You know that for us to come before Him without this access, without Christ, His justice demands that we should be punished. Again, think of this. In the olden days, where we have kings and empires, You have become a rebel against the king. You are part of those who want to overthrow the king. And that thing has been crushed. And one day you come before him. What do you expect the king to do? Arrest him. He's my enemy. The same way we stand before God in such way. When a sinner lives, he lives against the kingdom of God. He lives against the purposes of God. The whole world system is against what God has purpose for his people. Sin has brought this disobedience in our hearts, and the whole world system is being modeled so that we live a life in rebellion against God. And yet that's what people think. Out of it they can come and worship God without having that sin taken away, not having that way where God will accept us. So it's a serious matter. So that if anyone could think of himself in the light of this, that if I'm a sinner, God is angry with me, then everyone will see the importance of Christ's word, that he's the door. That through him, we can be accepted. Through him, God will have us back to himself. So we be able to meet who I was sad, the Bible can say, the boy in the year, and then in your morning, you're two or three people anymore. We be able to say, the year, say, this to, I cast on a name, a point where you by a giant chain. No one will joke with that. No sinner can obtain God's forgiveness and access to his throne by prayer except by the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. So BPR already born in me, born in Pache, born in him, so Baba born in him, so begging at him. He said, Oba, I will use Christ to. If I swear, I will use Christ to him. Say, Oba, I will use Christ to him. I send you answer. No, she will move the good yet. Say, wow, I do rebel to him. I want to born in Chell. No, but foul, yeah, Oba, no, who crow him. No ma wo nya sa ho tie no apeno se yamba ti yakopo ni mo sa kwan so a e kwan bi ni ho a ma ye beti dia ba. Why we are ignorant and he alone can guide us. Ye nya ye nim yakopo kwan it is to pen ni beti mi atray him. He came from the Father. He has the words of truth. He only told us about how we can go to the Father, and the Father has also appointed him alone to be the access to himself. We are ignorant. He must guide us. We are sinful. It is only by his merit that we can be pardoned. Say many about the fashion, say who yet now born so far so open between the bone. We are blind. He only can enlighten us. Ye near crown yamienim, yame upon young. On open the to me, God has appointed Christ as a mediator between himself and every sinner, the most holy God. That him, before he can deal with us, through Christ. And as sinners who deserve nothing but punishment for our sins, we have this who God has done. The Bible tells us that for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. I say, nipa efe no Yesu Kristo so oba e be fa ni person ni efe Yesu Kristo ono sna oye intemjine ni. If God will accept us, it must be by Christ. He is the mediator. The merit of his death bestows everything necessary for the peace, pardon, salvation for the sinner who repents and believes on him as a savior and Lord. Sir, ni wo no hom paso no e homa ye ehuhia de hanso wo homa ye asomdwe sɛ ne yakopɔn ntem nya ewia sɛ asomdwe o sɛ ne yakopɔn ntem no ibehu sɛ ne bufuhyim ne homa ye ebɔ ne kwakyɛ ne nkwagye sɛ bɛgye afi bɔne so bɔne ne dwumi nya bɔne so tumi no ne mogye na ɛde sa ne wo no so mfaso na ɛde sa nyuma ebrɛ ye ebɔne ne bi wɔ bɛsaka na adwene no agye ne wadi wɔ saa kwan so no ɔno na saa akwanya yi ɛba ne nim wɔtumi nya gya ne nim kwan na gya no afa ne sɛ ne ba watew ne ho na saa kwan kronkron yi wɔtumi atumi afa so aba nyankopɔn n'anim deɛ ɛtɔ so bi a yɛadwene ho so ne sɛ the second thing we are thinking as Christ the door we think of Christ as the only access to the blessings of the children of God the blessings of Christ Church Christ is the only door to it. Say, if you can have one for a whole association, why you are sorry, say, Christo, or more Christo, see, or more coming. Ah, as you so much trust in man on us. Yes, any about a sorry, which I do draw no a Christo, I'm sorry, and so do draw now to never buy a Christo, I'm sorry. Say, when you start, I couldn't get a Christo call for no, and I'm so. Say, but you have one sorry for Pino, and I'm so. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, we have we read, therefore, being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What's that faith? See, if we have been with Jesus, in your assumption, when you are pointing, and now you are Jesus. See, if we have been with Jesus, see, if we have been with Jesus, your assumption, when you are pointing, and now you are Jesus. So the blessings of God's reconciliation with every sinner is the peace of God that comes to the mind of the sinner who believes in Christ. See, if we point any meeting, I have power. Assumption, or the back. He gives to all. It's real. Every true believer can testify that when I stand, when I come and I mention the name of God, he's at peace, he is at peace with me. And that my sins are forgiven me. He gives to us through his spirit. It's something he gives to everyone who comes to him. Because what every sinner before reconciliation with God regards God as his enemy. Though he may say with his mouth, but his desires. His thoughts and actions show that he regards God as his enemy. A sinner trembles when he thinks of God's law. The boy any so a tree of one stress or ya. Not a kumet. Yahu from Emra to me in Janto. Yahu one brass Emma, your boy, your mind. Yahu one brass said, don't be beating a coupon pet. You see, Kanye, no more, we are seeing a friend. Yahu one say, you're a human man. Yakupon said, before crown, before no, as you said, you are a if I said, you deal. And then you might be brave, of course. The boy in the green room, you know, I'm going to marry you, me in your time, Mauvi, my boo, me and Jack, the boy in the green room, let me see, I'm going to design your rooms. How can I obey God's law? Then the sinner fears the God's judgment. God Bible says that if we disobey, judgment is there. The boy in there for whom I mean to mean, hey, young boy thing go home. And then the sinner thinks of the day of judgment. And he says, he's terrified. He thinks of hell. That God will punish all those who have disobeyed him to hell. So you see, that's how it is. The sinner, until his repentance, doesn't have peace. He might seem to have some worldly peace, but true peace when he thinks of life after death, true peace when he thinks of how he stands before God, the sinner doesn't have peace. The one who has not come to God through Christ doesn't have peace. He may try to do other things, but he doesn't have that true peace. That in the day of judgment, I can stand even today and say that I shall be acquitted, that I will not be condemned. It's only unless I have Christ, I can say you have no peace. You can say half, but you have no peace. The peace that forgiveness of sin bestows on the saint is beyond whatever the world can give. Not what the world calls peace. When I have a lot of money, when I have a lot of friends, when I have a lot of properties, when I have a lot of qualifications, when I have connections. No, that's not the peace Because all this world peace that UN is pursuing, that's not the peace the Bible is talking about. It's a peace with God, where we are assured that though we are unworthy, but at the day of judgment through Christ, we shall be accepted, and that Christ, God, will accept us to himself. The peace that the world cannot give or take away. The world cannot give us that peace, neither can it take away. If we are to me, first have some journey in my head, if we are to me, then engine fuel. This peace is not affected by prosperity or poverty. And to me, matter as we being fuel. Whether in health or illness, it's not affected. Whether gains or loss, it's not affected. So you see what true Christian peace is. Send me what you call me, that's what you and cannot. Send me what you are real, send me what you are real, that's what you and cannot. Send my three videos, send me your videos, that's what you and cannot. Is that what the world, is that what the world called peace? No. It's a peace in the heart of the believer. Again, he said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by faith in Christ that we can come to enjoy God's peace. This is not the world peace. The God's peace to give us, to reconcile to him, by faith in Christ, what he did on the cross of Calvary, and all other blessings of God's children. And I'm Christo, so am I as out to be not essentially my account of my. So it is by Christ that the blessings of the ordinance of baptism and Lord's Supper is truly enjoyed by the believer, the true believer. You see, many people will be baptized, will go to the communion, but until they are at peace with God, they will never enjoy this ordinance. Yes, they will baptize and be joined, they will be added to the church. Yes, they will be at the communion table. It's the Spirit of God that communicates grace to us, the blessing, the joy of these ordinances. And how can an unbeliver enjoy the Spirit while he is having a communion with believers? It's not possible. It is also by this through Christ that we have true Christian fellowship. That Christian true Christian fellowship is really enjoyed, because it's the Holy Spirit that helps us, that unites us to this Christian fellowship. That is why many churches that have degenerated, because they cannot have this true fellowship, then they bring in other social programs to fill in the fellowship, so that at least they will feel, they are one. No! The oneness of the Spirit is not by through this social program, like any other club or whatever, but it's through the Spirit working in us, being submitted to Christ, giving ourselves to Christian service, giving ourselves to true worship, giving ourselves in our personal life to holiness. We meet together and there's that connection between us. Then the joy of the Spirit is felt by all. Other than that, we don't have that joy. We may create it, but we shall never have what the Spirit communicates. So the third thing we think of is that we think of Christ as the door, as by whom is the only access to the enjoyment of the world to come. Say, if you choose to say, and now, no sooner that TV has said by the money general, they say Romans chapter 5, verse 2 says that by whom also we have access by faith in this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The glory of God, the hope of the glory of God. Christianity, yes, we have blessings and many good things to enjoy in this life, but the bigger part of our enjoyment is in the world to come. In this world, Christians are tempted. In this world, there's illness. We suffer afflictions as any other. In this world, we, if Christ doesn't come, we will die. And many, many other things that happen to us. But in the world to come, we live forever. No sin. Nothing of that sort will be there. So to be able to rejoice now that when this world is ended and God shall bring in the new heaven and new earth, where there's no sin and death, where such will have no place, where there are no calamities, disappointment, they shall be unknown, where illnesses and decay will be disappeared, where God will dwell with man forever. Sir, which means, se yango pon ne ni pa bet na se afibo se o betumi atwe inside onu we ni age no and I'm say o betumi do ni age onu betumi age sa nwoma hu a e be gina o jide o Jesus Christ to be able to rejoice firmly at the thought of this come by your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said earlier on, some may rejoice at the thought of this on fake foundation, out of ignorance. It will not stand. It has no foundation. God has not proposed that to anyone. But Christ as a door, faith in him, give us this joy, that when the day of judgment comes, I shall be given away out of judgment. I shall not be condemned. And God will accept me. So acceptance with God through faith in Christ bestows this heavenly happiness in the heart of the saint. So while we live here, our joy is not on this earth. Our joy is in the land, in the world to come. In it, at least, to Ninyano, and yes, at least, when it is. In it, no more, a dying assassin, if you are here, but honey, in it, you are. And only in it, that's all. And only if you say, I'm not using the year 2 points, you are, baby, as you are, a stressful. We are in a desert place in this world. Happiness in this world is mixed with a lot of trouble. And the Christian doesn't have his true happiness on the things of earth. But our hearts are moved with joy that one day we'll be with Christ. In Colossians 1:27, we are told, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Christ of all more. And it does one in your womb. If you ask him, it does one in your hope. So, if I'm going to be, because then it does one who was. Then it does one, maybe I will be beating our hope. But then, the hope that you are in Christ, that Christ is yours, gives you that hope for the glory to come. So to have access to this great family, that you are among those who enjoy eternity with God, comes by being one with Christ. Now by faith. Say, then they are mini Christo. JDS mini Christo ebako. Tiny J ebako. So by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. So the Bible tells us clearly that through Christ that we have what, this grace, wherein we stand. This is our foundation. This is the rock on which we stand. You take Christ away, there is no foundation, there is no hope. There is no grounds of our hope. We are lost and doomed. So we Christ of who are Christ only JD only be ordinary, only be ordinary to so. JD no, I hope Christ and the Master in your side that's what he said. That change a bit me up heaven. So I come to my conclusion. I repeat the words of Christ again. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Yes, Christ, I can or say, the crown of Christ will say, many again, the Lord Jesus Christ did not declare this without proving it. I said earlier, but I'll elaborate a little further. You know, the prophecies concerning his birth confirm this. Before he was born in Isaiah 7:40, we are told that he was the Emmanuel. He was the one that will come as God with us. His presence brought God with us. He was the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. He was God who came to live among us. He was the Emmanuel. At his birth, he came to dwell with us. And as I say, life without sin confirmed this. He lived and he never sinned. He was a holy person. His power over life, nature, needs, illness, death, and sin, and Satan confirmed him. And finally, his death, resurrection, and ascension confirmed this. Who has ever died, rose up, and gone to heaven? None. Only Christ has done that. He told the Jews that I came from the Father, and I go to him. And they didn't understand him. They said that he was blaspheming. But he died. He rose up again. He went to the Father to testify that he came from the Father. Yet, however, despite all the biblical proof that Christ is the only door through whom we have access to God and heavenly blessings, many are still striving to access God's forgiveness and heavenly blessings by other doors of their own making. Do not be brain and they and as them reaching for Grano. Christ will pin one as only a promo and pass on by a hope winning. And so, if you bring Anna, every after a queen, you have so many born, you have a point in Bonifacia, no man, a stroke. Many hopes of eternal life because they think they have lived respectably. Even if we say, oh, that thing, I'm going to be called down to say, oh, my chance I see, so I'm going to be able to. Some also think they have not fallen into any great sin. Maybe is from, I mean, a religious home. He was not exposed to many, many big, big sins that people called. So it's okay, God will take him. If people say, oh no, on your born young saviors and your young come back, or better not to. You have not defrauded no one. Me, who be a me, boon a fast, me, dear, I'm not crying a pass, I'm a breaker. So they have lived by some means in accordance with God's law. And yeah, young from Roman, this should be. So they believe that God is so merciful that as they have tried to live, I mean, according, I mean, to their own ability, God will accept them and consider all other things that they couldn't do and throw it away for them, and they will have access. Even if we say, oh, my genius, who found him around my baby? Where does this foundation stand in light of scripture? If you understand in this way, if you go point some way, it's in, and it's like building your house upon the sun. Another also, some people also think that if they are able to stop some things which they think are great, maybe stealing, fornicating, drunkenness, unkindness, immodest lifestyles and dressing, then God will be at peace with them, their sins are cancelled. Even some churches are promoting this. One time I will share, and so when you hear this street preacher, that they always say that, oh, when I go with your mind, and now we say, heaven bound God. And one time I will share, and it's true, we have to, I mean, we need not to do this thing. But this, stopping them doesn't give anybody access to heaven. Dressing modestly is good, but that doesn't take anybody to heaven. So obedience and officer of me dying if I'm bully fossil, to me shant idea and that's a me. It's a deception. Where does this foundation come from? Others also hope in baptism and attendance at the Lord's Supper. Oh yeah, but we quit right here the day. And some even churches make the Lord's Supper as a substitute for salvation. Church attendance, somebody has told them didn't work when you paying tithes and offerings to support God's work. Participating in the ministries of the church. Some even believe in their church or their religious organization. Some will say, I'm a Baptist, a Catholic, a Presbyterian, a Methodist, a Jehovah Witness, a Mormon, Adventist. So their hopes are that maybe they attend church on particular days or with some organization, and they think that God's favor is with them. So long as they are part of these people, God will accept them. Where is that foundation in scripture? It's not there. All these foundations are shaky. All these foundations will wash at the day of judgment. It will not stand. Christ will compare all those foundations, building your house upon the sun. And the day when the flood comes, it will be washed off. But he said there were those who built upon a rock. He said, he's a rock. Let the wrath of God come, it will stand. Let the troubles of life come, it will stand. So Christ is the foundation upon which we also build our faith and our hopes for this life and eternity. He's the door to all these blessings from God. So, friends, as I'm coming to the end, let's remember the deeds of every sinner is as filthy rags before God. It increases his anger against the sinner. And then if our in our state of sin, even the good thing we do increases anger against us, then who can please this most holy God by his own works? In Isaiah 64 verse 6 we are told, but we are all as unclean thing and all our righteousness as filthy rags. Or see, Nipe niya, they are saying to send to Magufi. So can you take this thing before the most holy God, and you depend on what you can do, or you depend on something that those world can some position it can place you, a church or an organization? No, it is all like filthy rags before God. It is increasing God's judgment upon you. So to remove this impediment of our deeds being unable to bring us acceptable before God, are these precious words of Christ as he asked in verse 9, chapter John 10, verse 9, he said, I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, he shall go in and out and find pasture. He shall be saved from sin. He can have nourishment, spiritual nourishment. The soul will be fed, will be kept in this world, and the hopes will be solid for the life to come. This is where Christ leads us. But my question to you, have you found this door? May seem bizarre, maybe bizarre, what would you say? It's not about have you heard of Christ before, but have you really found it? Yes, maybe I want to Christ open. If I agree, I'm sure I say, if I bring a Christ open. But if I say, who is on the final of the rest anymore? Have you found this door? If you have, then you will never trust in anything you can do or trust in anything else. It will be empty. And also, have you approached God by Christ, trusting only on the merits of his death alone? So, by a hook when you say, trusting that without Christ, who hung on the cross and shed his blood, there's no forgiveness of sin and peace with God. Have you ever come in the mind like this, with the motives like this? Friends, this door of hope is ever open to all. Christ, his hands are ever open. Children as well as parents, poor and the rich, the illiterate and the learned, all can have this access. All can know this door. We don't go in by physical strength or physical ability. We go through this door by our hearts and minds, looking unto Christ, looking on him, desiring that his blessings will be ours, and confessing our sins before him, calling on him to come and help us. This is where we have this door open to us. Christ himself told us that, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Christ is the door of hope. Without you take this door off, the whole world is doomed. There's no way we can have our access to God. So come in repentance, come believing. Have Christ as your door, and you are safe in this world, in the world to come. May the Lord help us and bless us as we think through Christ as the door, as we think through Christ as the only access to God, to heaven, to God himself, and to every spiritual blessings you can think of.